This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Oh, what's happening in your world today, America? I love America. Yes, I love America.
Well, we got lots to talk about. Got you for the next 2 hours on this beautiful Saturday in the state of Minnesota. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have a lot. I don't know that you don't know, but I'm here to tell you, do you realize that you still have the power to do the right thing? I mean, let me just go to this real quick. What's happening in America today? Did you know that over 319 cities are protesting amnesty in America today? And yesterday, and the day before, and the day before, and the day before, and the day before, and the day before that? Did you know that concerning protesting this criminal in the White House concerning the topic of abortion, did you know that over 650,000 people showed up to Washington, D.C. to protest that criminal and his administration? Did you know that? I bet you didn't. That's why I'm here to tell you. Did you also know that concerning the homosexual agenda, people aren't going for this? They're just silent when they should speak out, friends. That's really all it comes down to. Because going back to Washington, D.C., and concerning the topic of homosexuality, did you know that you're allowing less than 1.7% of the population to roll over your sovereignty, friends? 312 million people in this country, and you're allowing the state-run media to deceive you into believing that they're winning the day, and there's so many of them, when in fact the opposite is true? Did you know that just this last spring, over 10,000 people were protesting homosexual marriage in Washington, D.C.? Now, I know you didn't hear that. And again, that's why I'm here to tell you that. Because CNN, CBS, NBC, and Fox News, the media blackout, the state-run media, they didn't want you to know, friends, that you're coming together. How many times have I said on this radio show, if only the American people would simply come together, we can win the day? We have one cause, friends. We have one God in Jesus' name. We have one Constitution, which is based off of common law. We have one Declaration of Independence, and we have one Articles of the Bill of Rights. That's what we do to unify ourselves, friends. When I read the preamble concerning the Constitution of the United States, listen carefully, friends. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. It says, we, the people, that's the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, all agree to the same God. We agree to the same laws. Folks, what we're seeing today is we're seeing a small minority of the people, namely the corrupt in government and those that are behind the scenes in government. We know you stinking criminals are there. We know that you're buying and lobbying those little minions that are willing to sell their souls. We know that. But America, did you know that we can do this? America, did you know that one nation under God has meaning? Did you know that 78% of you out there that listen to us are professed Christians? Do you realize if we all came together under the meek King of Glory, we can snuff crime out by bringing forth law to judgment to establish righteousness? We can do this. I wanted to let you know, friends, that just today, headline news again, letting you know what's going on in America. Over 319 cities in America are rallying against this criminal administration, and they are doing what CNN, CBS, NBC, and Fox News. By the way, Fox News didn't tell you, friends, that folks across this country are protesting amnesty in huge numbers. Just saying. Folks, if you'd like to check us out on online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. What a way to start off a radio show.
Nice.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. People need to know we can do this.
That's right.
And people need to know that we have the freedom to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right.
We have the power. We are the government's America. What happens when we come together? Well, look what happened 238 years ago in 56 men at the Black Regiment. And 13 colonies got together. God used less than 3% of the population to bestow upon us what we have now, 238 years later. And now we're seeing less than, again, 1.7% of the population leaving the lump. Don't let them do it. It's that simple. Check us out online, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean. By the way, friends, there's no question in my mind that Facebook is double-dipping. In other words, they are always asking for money for something. And interestingly enough, the numbers that we're getting on SOL right now are just almost pathetic. And it shows clearly someone's vetting. And what they're doing is they're shutting the faucet off when they want to shut the faucet off because they don't like the information that you're giving out. Friends, go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio, I'm sorry. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also go to Bradley Dean, two different websites. One fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account. Chase is beginning to knock that out of the park there. Bradley Dean 1, again double E, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. I love it. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, because we believe. We're showing you our love by our deeds. Remember George Washington again, the first president of the United States, the father of this country, duly noted? He's the one that said deeds, not words. He derived that from none other than Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation in 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. Deeds, not words. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Steph, you got about 30 seconds. Fill it with words.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I like kicking it off with some good news because so many times we're inundated with bad news. You were talking about the 319 cities that are protesting. Also, I want to give some good news from American Family Association that basically the Democrats' anti-lobby Hobby Lobby bill fails, and it said, see how you stopped it. That was on the front cover. And what's nice to know is people saw what was going on. They took action. There's no use in talking about something if you're not going to do something about
right.
the problem.
Well, we got to take a look at this, again, criminal administration, and just look at him as a farmer taking seed out of the bag, and he scatters wickedness in every direction. Well, friends, if you would lay the axe to the root of the tree, you wouldn't have someone doing that in the first place. So what you need to do is you need to target what the problem is, and we need to target this administration lawfully and legally, and we need to deal with them until
lawfully.
We bring forth justice and resolve. I mean, it's really that simple. Let's quit complaining and tolerating and complaining about what we're tolerating in this country by just, again, laying the axe to the root of the tree.
And you can see what happens when we do. The cities protest. People stop bills that are unlawful. We did it because we put actions to our words.
Amen. And that's the resolve that we need in this country. Folks, Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know, one of the things that I was just thinking about during the break was the fact that why is it that the American people believe that government within themselves are the law when they violate the law? Folks, it's the law that makes government, not the other way around. And if they're violating the law, which they're subjected to as well as we are, well, then guess what? They have to be held accountable for the crimes that they actually bring forth against the American people on a daily basis as well. So they're no different than we are. But again, the American people are led to believe that they are. And again, keep in mind, you know, let's take it a step further. Just food for thought. Mm-hmm. How is it that people allow an administration to drag them into war? I mean, here you have President concerning this administration, for those that actually believe that he can do whatever he wants, why is it that they go ahead and create wars all day long and they drag millions to hell along with them, both here and in eternity?
Yeah.
I've never understood that. How did Adolf Hitler actually drag all those people in? Well, he didn't drag them.
They willfully went. That's right. And so many times
and
people...
The reason they willfully went is because they departed from their God and the laws. By the way, folks, after Hitler attacked his own Reichstag and sent out his brown shirts to create all the chaos so he could bring in a new order, you need to keep in mind his country was killed and millions of people from across the globe were murdered because of Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid can we become?
Well, I think it goes back to the same old point of don't complain about what you tolerate. You can say, well, we're sending our men and women off to these unconstitutional wars. Well, then listen, have you done something to stop that? Have you protested your government?
That's true.
Have you done those things?
Okay.
So when you're saying people say, well, oh, we just complain about our government so much and everything that's going on and we complain about it on Facebook and to our coworkers and we talk about it, you know, at gas stations, but have you actually put your complaints into action to put a stop to lawlessness, don't complain about what you tolerate. And going back to what you were talking about earlier, how no man is above the law, was Theodore Roosevelt who said, no man is above the law and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. In fact, if you are leaders of our country, how much more should you make sure that you are in precision precisely with the laws of our Constitution
alliance,
and the law of God.
Alliance.
There you go. Making sure that you are all the more obeying what's in front of you. As you are a leader of this country, you are set forth as an example to your people.
Well, each citizen in America is to look at themselves as this government is theirs individually. And that's how it was set forth when our forefathers actually established that Constitution. We're not to look at the government and say, hey, look at what they are doing. No, hey, back in the day, friends, they would have took responsibility and said, no, look at what we're allowing them to do. And guess what, friends? They didn't allow them to do it. And they stood up and they dealt with them. You know, just today, I think it was the criminal in the White House again. He went and basically said that downing the airliner was the rebels' fault. Friends, you need to understand these people are creating the chaos. You need to understand this is on a global scale. It's the same people creating global chaos. Okay, so what they like to do is they like to condemn it in the South, and then what they do is they promote it in the North. And go back again to Adolf Hitler and dictator, the mindset of a dictator. What they do is they create the problems because they want to bring in the answers, right? So again, Obama's out there blaming the airliner that went down, friends, in Malaysia there, on the rebels. And I'm not saying that he was personally responsible for it, but I'm saying that, folks, who is all this working for? You know, someone's keeping this chaos alive, and I'm just personally sick and tired of it. It was President Buchanan that rightly said, there's nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution. And friends, if you keep that in mind, notice he put it in proper order. It was first heaven, and then it was the Constitution. Again, I didn't say it. Facts are stubborn things, right? And also let me remind you what one of our forefathers said in the faith, none other than John Wycliffe. He said, the Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again. John Wycliffe said, this Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. I love it because it's right on the money.
That's right.
Right on.
And we need to take a look at those things when you're talking about, you know, chaos. Who does that work for and what happens outside of chaos? People need to think and pull back the curtain and say,
Isn't it interesting? They're always there to bring in the remedy, isn't it?
Right.
And it always brings forth what? The eradication of rights concerning the citizens,
yep.
And it always gives them more power.
That's
so
right.
Therefore, again, friends, just think, who's behind the chaos then?
And then what happens after the chaos?
Nothing
should tell you who's behind the chaos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing new under the sun. And going again, I don't know why I'm going here, but I'm just going to go here. Go back to September 11th, friends. It's the American people that have been under attack since September 11th. Nobody else. Nobody else is asking you to give up your rights, friends, outside of the American government. And, folks, that tells you that there is seriously something wrong within. And keep in mind, it was also not Adolf Hitler, but the father of our Constitution, James Madison, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. It's nothing new under the sun. But I want to keep it on a positive.
Yes.
Because if we all adhere to the commandments of the Lord, he that saith thy abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Well, when we do that, we're promised the victory in Jesus Christ. And interestingly enough, that's what I want to talk about today is when Christians are hypocrites. And what I want to talk about is correcting hypocrites on both sides of the fence, both sides of the sword, not just one. Billy Sunday, the famous preacher that used to be a professional baseball player at the turn of the 19th century, said, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile. I'll say it again. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile.
I love that quote so much. It's so true because you
want to just like cuddle up.
Cuddle up to it because, you know, I grew up in the church, you know, and of course you see hypocrisy all the time. But the thing is just because you see someone who professes their Christianity does not make them a Christian. What did Jesus say? He said, you know them by their fruits, by what they do.
Yep.
Barack Obama claims to be a Christian. You can think of many people out there that say, the word. Nancy Pelosi says, the word. I love the word. Speaking of the Bible, I mean,
it's
you want to back
it's a whole other show.
It's a whole
other
show.
All of that,
but the point is everybody And most anybody, especially in this country, will call themselves Christians. Just because you say you are doesn't mean that you are. And just because you see hypocrites on the other side of that doesn't give you an excuse to say, well, I'm not coming to Christ because there's so many hypocrites in the church.
It's that's what they try to do.
Christians.
Yeah, that's what they try to do. As a matter of fact, I've even heard a quote in essence that goes as follows, that there's atheism in the world because of the hypocritical Christians. You know what? Baloney. You know what? I'd rather go to church with a bunch of hypocrites and go to hell with them, friends.
That's right.
And I have the same Bible, and you have the same Bible, so there's no excuse, especially in America.
Yeah, and if
that's
they're
baloney.
If they're claiming to be Christians and they're not Christ-like, walking according to His Word, and they're hypocrites, guess what? No brainer. They're not Christians. I want to give you this quote.
Wait a second. They're just thinking about the atheist thing. Just think about that. So the atheists, those that don't believe in God, are blaming those that profess that they know God. And they stop right there. So in other words, these are people that know that there's something wrong with their profession, mm-hmm. which only gives them excuse in the first place to, well, declare and to proclaim that they themselves are atheists. Wait a second. It sounds to me like you're looking for a reason
to
stay where you're at, and when in fact God gave you the grace and He opened your eyes to see what the problem is, only to empower you to right the wrongs. Not wrong the wrongs.
That's exactly right.
That is foolishness. And by the way, that is nothing less than idolatry in every sense of the word. What a coward.
Yeah, who are you?
Right the wrong.
That's right. Who are you if you say, oh, that's wrong. I see that that's wrong. I know that's wrong. If you don't do anything about it to right the
wrong. Well, I see all those cars going over the same cliff, man. You know, all the sheep are going over the end of the cliff. And you know what? Look at all them hypocrites. Look at all those people. Well, hey, folks, if you love them and you're one of those that declare that you're an atheist because of professed hypocritical Christians, then right the wrongs and at least spare them so they go the right direction. Isn't that the purpose? We're called to be the light of the world. Well, guess what? Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle and actually lead the way. I thought you just said there was 3 minutes.
I like that. Okay, I got to give
this. It's true, though.
It's very true. I want to give you this quote by Charles Spurgeon. I think it's great. He said, because there is one hypocrite, men set down all the rest the same. I heard one man say that he did not believe there was a true Christian living because he had found so many hypocrites. I reminded him that there could be no hypocrites if there were no genuine Christians. No one would try to forge banknotes if there were no genuine ones.
That's right.
So if someone says, oh, there's all this hypocrisy, well, then you must know what the true is. There's got to be real out there in order to find the counterfeit.
And that's a great way to lay out this preface.
Mm-hmm.
Because, interestingly enough, you know how the FBI actually finds counterfeits?
That's right. They study the real.
They study the real ones. And when you study the real ones, then you can detect the false ones. Friends, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to come back and we're going to correct the hypocrites in the body of Christ. We're going to correct the atheists as well, both sides of the fence, because there is no excuse, because there's only one road. Not two, not three, not four. There's no other options. And by the way, free will. Can anybody show me in Scripture where we have free will? It's either heaven or hell.
Life or death.
Where's freedom in that?
That's right.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile. Coming right back after this break, 1-866-233-0747. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Be right back.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. To give you a quick testimonial, again, Billy Sunday said, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile. If you'd like to add to or take away, friends, at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, I remember when I first became a part of the family of God and Jesus Christ about 20 years ago. On several occasions while attending church services, I'll never forget this stuff, there would be people who would share their testimonies where a good half hour would be spent on magnifying on how sinful, evil, and bad they were, with a weird smirk on their face, while 1 or 2 minutes would be spent on emphasizing on how good God was by saving them through Jesus Christ. And I also noticed that in many cases, these storytellers were the first ones to play the hypocrites outside of the congregation's eye. And one day, what they would be doing in front of a church, giving their testimonies, they would be. And the next, they were out doing the same things they proclaimed that they themselves were delivered from. So in other words, friends, the furthest thing from their professed walk in Christ was Christ himself. The fruit of Jesus Christ was MIA, missing in action. Couldn't find it in their walk, didn't know them by their fruit, John 15. But the good part about all of this is Scripture tells us that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked in 1 John 2:6. Now, clearly these people were not walking their talk. Again, the famous preacher Billy Sunday stated, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile. And oh, how right on he was. How many people in America profess their Christianity, friends? I could go to the gas station right now in almost any city in America. And I would say to them, are you a Christian? 7 out of 10. I would even, in certain parts, I'd even go higher than that.
Yeah.
But I would safely say 7 out of 10 would say they're Christians. I could go to a party and 7 out of 10 would say that they're Christians. I could go into a strip
That's
joint.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Right? And guess what? 7 out of 10 would say they're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I could go online and go to these conservatives that all call themselves Christians, and I guarantee you 7 out of 10 call themselves Christians. I would even go into the conservative radio show host, I'd even say 9 out of 10 easily.
Yeah, you could go to a bar and 7 out of 10 people probably say, sure, I'm a Christian. I go to church every Sunday.
And what's missing?
Christ.
You can't see him.
Yep.
It's like, where is he at in your walk, right? Your talk isn't lining up with your walk, and neither is the fruit, because there is no fruit for the most part. But I also want to say, on the other side of the sword, that these accusers are those who target, and they love to target hypocrites, only in an attempt to justify themselves. They decry, look at those hypocritical Christians, and they say one thing and they do the opposite. You ever been accused like that, friends? Well, those are really nice accusations, really. But for the most part, friends, I agree that their hypocrisies have reached the high heavens, because I've seen it over and over and over and over again. And these people love to find fault with your walk. Well, I you know, the safe part of all this is being in ministry. I'm not the standard Jesus Christ is. I'm being perfected day by day as I bear my cross day by day, as I die daily day by day. I put on the new man. I put on the Lord Jesus Christ to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, I'd be listening to old Norfolk singing.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
That's right.
The blood of Jesus.
That's right.
Folks, but there's one factor that all of those that accuse hypocrites completely overlook. And that fact is that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself, Matthew 23. By the way, friends, and it wasn't just in Matthew 23. He continuously rebuked the hypocrites. Jesus is the one that said, beware of the leaven of Herod. In other words, corrupt doctrine of government. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the corrupt doctrine of the professed hypocrites. Right? See, folks, what they do is those that accuse hypocritical Christians, that they say one thing and do the opposite, they're writing what they say, but the fact of the matter is are they writing the wrongs in the process? So therefore, it is a lack of faithful Christianity that hypocrites are being called out for, not for their Christ-like walk, Matthew 7:16. First of all, we have to go back to this just real quick. Why do people look at Christians in the first place and try to find fault? Because they themselves are trying to justify themselves as to why they are where they're at and why they themselves don't walk in the light.
They're
because
looking for an excuse, a reason to stay in their sin.
Because they love
themselves.
Darkness rather than the light, John 3:18, right? Okay, so going on, let's study the real deal here, okay? Because we need to keep in line with the person of Christ and his purposes. So in other words, when we look in Scripture in Matthew 1:21, we can see that, listen carefully, friends, Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sins, not in their sins.
Definite distinction.
From deliverance, right? Jesus was manifested to take away our sins because in him is no sin. Remember when Jesus said, which one of you convinceth me of sin?
Yep.
Isn't that interesting? Scripture tells us that he was tempted in all points, yet without
sin.
Oh, my goodness. Really, friends? You mean, so I'm actually blaming Christ for things that he's not responsible for.
That's exactly right.
Exactly right, friends. See, Christ incarnate, again, was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet he did it without sin. He overcame. Hebrews 4:15. Because Christians know that as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation between you and Christ, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's the New Testament, friends, as well as the Old, 1 Peter 1:15 through 16. Christians perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord, a filial fear, 2 Corinthians 7:1. So why would Christians drag Christ's name through the mud of hypocrisy when they can clearly see the high cost of their redemption? Well, let me give you that answer, friends. They don't, and they wouldn't. Christians know that they were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from the vain conversation received by the tradition, the old customs of their fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18 through 19. They also understand when they were saved by grace through faith, Ephesians 2:8, they would find themselves crying out against their sins, not looking for an excuse to defend and to protect their sins, Romans 7:22 through 25. Is this not what we bump up against more than anything? Just that right there. They look for an excuse to remain where they're at.
You see those bumper stickers? Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven, and we're only human, and
As they're giving you the finger when you're bumping up against them,
Lord, I fall, and I fall, and I fall again, and I fall again.
Wait, Stephanie, you're my wife. You're my wife, and we made an oath before God when we got married. What would happen if you continuously seen that I was cheating on you, and I would come back to you and say, I'm sorry that I did that?
Over and over.
Yeah. Am I sorry?
No, you're not.
Absolutely not. Do you know that God, in the book of Jeremiah and in the book of James, calls us adulterers and adulteresses? Know ye not that even friendship with the world is enmity with God? Oh, Bradley, that's pretty extreme. No, let me go over to 2 Corinthians 6, where he said, come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, and I will dwell, and I will walk among you.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah.
Sanctification, consecration.
If you really love,
pretty simple.
Yeah. If you really love someone, you do not look for an excuse to be unfaithful to them. If you really see the sacrifice that Christ paid on the cross for your sin, you would do everything in the world to cry out against your sin to make sure that you're
walking in the Spirit, and not in the flesh.
And go forward from there. Grace, see, we get grace mixed up here. Grace is not an excuse to stay in your sin. Grace is the empowerment by God to overcome your sin, because when Christ comes within you and you have a union with Christ, not a relationship, a union with Christ, it's Christ that overcomes within you. We rely upon the merits and the blood of Christ. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We rely upon Christ. And what did Christ do? When he was tempted, what did he do? He went back to the word. He stood on the word. We as Christians need to stand on Christ, because it's Christ that empowers us through grace to overcome our sin, as we're not willfully going along with it. As you're going to bring up Paul here, the flesh and the spirit, you don't say, well, oh, I just gave into my flesh today again and again today and again today. Then you have no true repentance wrought in your heart. You know, when you go back to even people you're talking about earlier who give testimonies. I remember sitting in a church service one time, and there was this ministry that came in, pretty well-known ministry, especially in the state of Minnesota. And they had, you know, this choir singing, and they had people giving testimonies. And this one kid got up, and, you know, he's giving his testimony about how the Lord saved him and, you know, everything else he said. And I remember that the next week, that kid actually fell away from the Lord.
Yeah, I've seen it several times.
It's so many times when you can look and say, well, it doesn't matter.
But you got to keep in mind, they were also using that kid while they were begging for money from the congregation to support their ministries.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when you look
at the ministries that were asking for money knew all the well that those kids weren't right in the first place, but they used them for the very purpose of raising finances. Seen it how many times?
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy
and people in the congregation, they think, oh, this is wonderful. The Lord's changing lives, and it's awesome if he is genuinely changing lives. But if that's not the case and they're supporting this, they don't know that these people are really falling away. And why are they falling away? Because they haven't gotten the true biblical gospel and meaning of salvation through
repentance
through Jesus Christ. Exactly.
Yeah. It's interesting when you go to 1 Corinthians 9, it says that, but I kept under my body. This is Paul. He said, I kept under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So in other words, Paul was practicing what he preached. And it's interesting as well, friends, when you skip over right the next scripture in chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all of our forefathers, our fathers, were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud in the sea. And did all eat the same spiritual meat? Oh, that's Old Testament. No, friends. Making reference in the New Testament. Why? Because grace fulfills, doesn't it? The law came by Moses. Grace and truth came by who?
Jesus Christ.
Who fulfilled the law by grace.
That's right.
He didn't abrogate the law. How many times, friends, preachers, oh, you know, I'm not falling for that one. No, no, no. In other words, what you're saying is, I'm not going to obey that precept, Bradley. I fall all the time. And, you know, your gospel is just too hard. No, then you wonder why you don't walk in the power to overcome. Because you're not subjecting yourself to Christ. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I wanted to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just going off of real grace again, and we're talking about exposing hypocrites here, because we know that Christians are called to emulate Christ in 1 Corinthians 11:1, not to contradict him through a hypocritical, sin-fulfilling lifestyle. So you need to make the distinction when calling a Christian and a hypocrite. So this is what I want to say on both sides. I say to those who are quick to judge anyone for their hypocrisies, those that are judging and those that are hypocrites, do remember that you have the same Bible as those that you call hypocrites. So it's not enough for you to call them out. You must right the wrongs and practice what you preach as well. How do you do that? Well, what we do is we live up to the level of expectation that we're called to in Christ by asking for more grace to keep his commandments better than we as a nation will see the living Christ for who he truly says he is. Now, what's also interesting is I went to Scripture, 1 Corinthians 9:27. This is Paul again, talking about grace here. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, Paul was saying, I'm practicing what I'm preaching here by the grace of Christ. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. Okay? And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And what was that spiritual rock that followed them? He was Christ. I'm trying to figure out where the modern gospel preachers are coming from. But with many of them, God said, he was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, these things were for our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, neither be idolaters. Oh, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, sex before marriage, as some of them committed and fell in one day, 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. I mean, folks, D.L. Moody, the famous Chicago preacher, was right. The Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself. It teaches absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That is grace. Why? Because we've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we, but Christ that liveth in us, in the life that we now live in the flesh. We live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of 2 Corinthians 13, it talks about how we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. And then I go to 2 Corinthians 12 and 11, and then I begin to think about Christ after Paul highlighted all the things that he went through. And Jesus said to him, my grace is sufficient for thee to overcome by faith, right? This is not difficult to understand. But again, going back to how many times I've heard. Matter of fact, here, let me say this. I just did an interview nationally. I think it was on Wednesday. True News. Oh, Thursday. It was the first radio show host ever in my Christian history where a guy really understood the grace of Christ.
Yep.
The modern days are making excuses. And what do you see politicians do? You know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it, friends? The spiritual to the natural. What the professed church leaves off, government's going to leave off, because God said he was going to repay you to your face for what you leave off.
Yeah. Well, as John Adams said, the church is the moral compass of society. So when you're saying, as goes the church, so goes the world, we have corruption in government because we have corruption in an unholy lifestyles and people who aren't true Christians that are in the church, the professing church. And, you know, the Bible addresses this in Matthew 7:21-23, where the Lord said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, lawlessness.
Yep.
And what are we seeing in the church? We're seeing a bunch of lawlessness.
Well, we're seeing it in government because the church has left off God's moral law. And again, going back to the 60s, friends, go back to Grandpa and Grandma. Stephanie's grandma, how old is she going to be now?
She's going to be 96 next week.
It was interesting. Do you want to tell the story of how your dad?
No, go. Well, go ahead.
You go.
Basically, you know, we had kind of gone back and forth a little bit with, you know, dad and mom, you know, who was a pastor and growing up in the church, and you know, about the law of God and certain things going back and forth. And one day, Bradley was talking with my grandmother.
Because they were refuting the use of the law.
Right,
which
right.
Which is
lawfully.
Common sense. Yes,
right,
lawfully.
Right, lawfully.
1 Timothy 1:9.
That's right.
Yes.
And, of course, we're talking about the moral law of God. We're not talking about ceremonial law. It's a different
right.
thing. We're talking about the moral law.
Ceremonial law has been done away with in Christ, but the moral law has never been abrogated.
That's exactly right. And so one day Bradley was sitting down and talking with Grandma, and he said, so, you know, what did you hear preach from the pulpits when you were a kid? What do you got to preach? And she said, you got to preach the law and the prophets.
Amen.
Just like, see, Grandma knew, and we say this often, that a lot of the people who just love this ministry, they're the older men. And when we're talking about those that are older in life, because they know that what they're hearing from this ministry is what they heard when they were kids.
But the younger generation knows it's true as well,
oh,
because
absolutely.
They're eating the fruit of a gospel that is a lawless gospel in America, which doesn't make any sense. He can't preach the good news until you first tell him the bad news, right?
Right.
And by the way, when you look in the book of Peter, you'll find that the gospel is those that are dead to themselves and alive to Christ only.
Right. You can't have good news until you have the bad news.
Exactly.
Good news is no good news at all, which is what the gospel is. It means good news. Can't be good news if you don't first have the bad news.
I want to leave this on a positive. And what I want to do when we come back is I want to go to blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness, because it kind of lines up with what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, I love when you interact. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I want to exhort you, and I want you to listen to this catechism, okay? It's Christian righteousness, but it is second to none, okay? So how is God glorified in us and we in Him? Well, by His grace. What does His grace work in us? Well, true holiness, Romans 6. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. Well, what price did He give? Friends, His blood. What does His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given us this victim of reconciliation, the atonement, friends? God the Father, because He loves. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to the establishment of His own righteousness. Well, what does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? So in other words, instead of what do we see in America? Instead of growing up into the likeness of Christ, what do we see? We see the older Christians dropping the F-bomb or the S-bomb or the D-bomb. And it's like, wait a second, isn't that the first thing that goes? Not in America for some reason. That was the first thing that went when I first got saved. The Holy Ghost changed my heart. Therefore, what changed? My conversation.
Yeah, because the root of the problem is the heart. When the heart changes, everything else will be different.
It pardons sin and purifies the heart, this grace does. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. You must meet Him on His terms, friends, not your own. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all of them, listen carefully, my friends, to all of them who repent, that means to turn from their sin and believe on Jesus Christ and continue in His ways.
Amen. And trust in Him. I love that. Grace pardons the sin and purifies the heart. That's what we're missing so much
nowadays.
That
is the definition, Webster's 1828 in part.
And I love that, because that's what we need is we want to be, you know, that old song goes, purify my heart. Well, it's not just a song that you sing. You want your heart to be pure so that the Lord can work through you as a pure vessel and a pure channel. You know, we see people who profess to be Christians, you know, and they're listening to secular music. They're doing this, that, and the other thing.
Let me ask
You're clogging up the channel.
You totally are. You got to get the rocks out of the stream.
Right.
The first thing that God does is He gets you out of the river of sin. The second thing He does is gets the river out of you.
That's right.
But what's interesting here is how many of you fathers and mothers out there would expect your kids, boy or girl, to obey you partially?
Mm-hmm.
How could you go to your kid that obeys you partially and say, do you really love me? The first thing you would say to that kid is, then why do you only partially obey me? If you really love daddy or mommy, then you would obey them to the fullest extent because you love daddy and mommy and because you trust daddy and mommy and you know that they know best, right? Well, that's how you go to your heavenly Father. We don't want to go serve God in part. He said, you'll find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Not in part, folks. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Right on, right on, right on. We're going to come right back, and we're going to be talking about blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. We're having some church up in Haya. Hallelujah.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.